Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time for Travel Thursday. Travel Thursday, but we're going through a pandemic, so I guess all of us kind of miss being on a SIA plane, and what more than, you know, having one of those SIA girls walk by you while you're seated, asking you, you know, sir, ma'am, you want chicken or fish? I miss that feeling, to be honest. So, over the past weeks and months, we've seen SIA roll out unprecedented initiatives. They're trying to bring that experience to passengers, right? They got a couple of things, all right? It's called Discover Your Singapore Airlines, the suite of experiences. And we're talking about three types of activities. The first one is a tour of SIA's training facilities, a new restaurant A380 at Changi. It's a two-day pop-up over the October 24th to October 25th. Basically, you can dine inside the double-decker super jumbo aircraft. That might bring back some memories. In fact, more than 900 seats were made available for SIA's restaurant A380 at Changi Dining Experience. And they were sold out within 30 minutes. Not bad, huh? But if you prefer to stay at home, okay, there is the option of trying one of those in-flight meals, the atas kind, right? Basically, it's a meal delivery service called SIA at Home. Each meal feeds two people, delivered right to your doorstep. All of this, though, the question that's been popping around online, is it really worth your money? Is it worth your air miles? Does it curb that wanderlust within you? Well, on the line this morning, it's a guy who tried it out. And he's a good friend of the show, Aaron Wong, the founder of The Mile Lion. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, sir. It's good to hear from you. You're famous now because of this piece that you wrote on mylion.com. The piece titled, I paid $608 for a Singapore Airlines home delivery meal so that you don't have to.
I did indeed.
What inspired you to even do this? Did you have, you know, the plan to write all about it in mind, or you just were curious and, okay, I'm just going to go for it?
Yeah, well, look, as you know, the entire frequent flyer community has been so fascinated by these Discover Your SIA initiatives, right? Because it's the kind of thing that outside of a major pandemic, you just couldn't see Singapore Airlines doing. So when they announced all these things, I think it was SIA at Home that got particularly focused on, because yeah, while some people can understand, yeah, you know, go to the training center, sit on an A380, yeah, that's something I might pay for. People were a lot more skeptical about the idea of paying for airline meals because, let's be honest, right, that connotation doesn't exactly sit well with most people. So I was just fascinated by the idea, and I thought, okay, let's try one of them. Even if I don't really like it, it'll make kind of an interesting story. Mm. And I have to say that personally, I've always been fascinated about the small things of air travel, even the seemingly mundane stuff, like having a reheated meal on a plane. I mean, you're eating a meal in a pressurized tube at 38,000 feet. That's human progress right there. It's just fascinating.
But, you know, clearly quality of food wasn't top of mind for you. it was all about the cosplay because you wore pajamas from a previous SIA flight. All right. You waited at the door. The meal came. What was it like initially receiving that meal? Was it excitement? I don't know.
The receiving of the meal was kind of an anti-climax, actually.
Really?
Because it's for the money you pay, it's delivered quite ordinarily. It's just like any other kind of Grab Express delivery.
Oh, okay.
Where the courier shows up at your door with some documents to sign. Here you go, have a nice day. And that's kind of it. So if you're hoping that like an entire entourage of cabin crew appears with a song and dance, that doesn't exactly happen.
Yeah, so no SQ girls because they are...
No telefare, no.
They pivoted. They become safe distancing ambassadors now.
Mm.
Okay, let's talk about the process of ordering that meal. I mean, going on Chris Flyer's site, was it hassle-free? Were there any hidden costs, perhaps?
Yeah, so the first thing to note about the Chris shop site is that all the prices don't include GST, so you always need to budget in an extra 7% in your mind.
Mm.
And 7% maybe isn't so significant when you're talking about $20, $30 item, but when the base price is $448 for the cheapest first class one and up to $888 for the all-inclusive package, that 7% is going to cost bit more.
Yeah.
And the ordering process was fairly straightforward. I mean, so unlike the recent restaurant A380, which you said sold out in 30 minutes, I promise you these are in no danger of setting up, right? So it wasn't like some crazy rush to like at midnight, you got to go order it. I had a good night's sleep, ordered it the following morning. It was a Monday. item arrived on a Friday, also in the morning. Fairly straightforward.
Okay, so you pre-planned it. Okay, you're going to have a nice meal on Friday at home.
Yeah, so kind of like substitute date night, you know.
No, I got to hand it to you, Aaron. I really like this article that you've written and the amount of photos that you've put up. I feel like I'm there. Everything comes in boxes. The thing that I see worth it is that, okay, they give you a full bottle of champagne, but it seems you have to do quite a fair bit of prep work yourself. I see you looking at like a phone or some kind of video. Did it come with instructions?
Yeah. So, I think that's more design than bug, because part of the whole thing is that you do it yourself, right?
Right.
It's quite fun actually, because they include instructional videos. So when they confirm your order, they'll send you a link to a site that has all the different. This is how you heat it. This is how you plate it. This is what it should look like. And it is kind of like a fun couple activity because, well, the food's already been cooked. It's really hard to screw up. And trust me, I would know how to screw up, right? But it's really, really difficult. It's just heated for roughly 10 to 15 minutes per item, right? Once it's heated, okay, here's the plating. It is extremely idiot-proof, and it still makes you feel accomplished because the end product looks not too bad, if you don't mind me saying.
No, I am very impressed, Aaron. I'm looking at it. It's a very nice spread all across the dining table. Very, possibly quite an enjoyable meal for two people, nice conversation. But the plating, you're going to be like Gordon Ramsay. Was it difficult to do the plating? I can't do plating for nuts.
The instructional videos were very clear, so I can't take all the credit for that. And it does help that they've got all those nice small garnishes that they include, so it just makes it look that much more pretty. It's not rocket science. Like, someone with very little culinary experience could probably do it as well, and I think that's part of the appeal here.
Wait, are these your own plates, though?
They are. Yes, I did not spring for the dinnerware package. Though looking back, maybe I should have, because it's actually not too bad value if you keep the plates.
Okay, so talking about all of this and experiencing it with the kind of money that you paid for it, did it curb that wanderlust? Where would you rank it in terms of an effort from SIA to sort of pivot?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this is clearly not going to be the kind of thing you do week in, week out, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this has, from the start, been marketed more based on novelty. And look, I know that Singapore Airlines doesn't intend to sell a whole lot of this. I think this is more of a branding exercise than it is a revenue-raising one.
Sure.
But on the whole, I'd say that most of the experience is pretty on point for Singapore Airlines. In the sense that, you know, some other airlines have taken to selling like the economy class meals online. Mm. But I don't think you'd see Singapore Airlines do that, because from day one, they've always been talking about premium positioning, premium branding. And this is quite in line with that. In terms of overall experience, it's obviously no substitute for a trip to the airport. I'm really looking forward to the restaurant A380.
Yeah.
But for those people who really miss that experience of traveling, I think this is a decent substitute.
So you are planning to get on board that restaurant A380?
Oh, yes, very much so. So I'm booked on the first day, 24th October. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun.
Aaron, 24th October, I booked you ahead of time. We got to talk about your experience on that restaurant A380.
Sure.
But certainly the novelty is there. But right now, I mean, do you think this is enough from SIA? It's a good enough effort. How long can such a novelty last, in your opinion?
Yeah, so if you mean good enough from a fundraising point of view, well, like I said, this is clearly not going to be big money for them, not just in terms of volume, but, you know, in terms of, I think this is kind of like a brand reinforcement exercise. So, you know, we're still out there, we're still doing stuff. And it, with some of the other activities, like the training center visits and all, I think it helps build a touch point with more people in Singapore, especially in a time when they're not flying all that much. So from a PR point of view, I'd say that these events are probably intended to remind people that the airline's still here, we're still doing stuff, please support us.
Definitely something to learn from the marketing and branding point of view. I mean, if you look at the boxes, I'm just looking at your article, right? The boxes have this like sarong kabaya sort of print, which is very nice. It's very unique. I believe it also comes with a Singapore Airlines special atmospheric playlist to recreate the onboard experience.
Yeah, that wasn't really an atmospheric playlist, but it's fine. It was more like a restaurant music playlist.
Sure.
I mean, if you wanted to do the proper playlist, it should be some white noise and like the occasional vacuum flush. But
yeah,
we can forgive them that. Yeah.
Yeah, but just blow the aircon straight at you at high speed, and it's like you're on the plane, right? recently, a Business Times article inside this article suggested that SIA should offer to sell vouchers that its customers can exchange for, say, deeply discounted tickets once international air routes reopen. Sounds simple enough from a traveler's point of view, but for you, a bit on the half and half, do you think this is an idea that could take off?
So if you're talking about discounted flight credits, yeah, we have seen some of the other airlines do that overseas. Mm-hmm. But I think the fundamental problem is that even in the best of times, airline margins have been rather thin, mm-hmm. right? There's a reason why. I mean, look, 10 years ago, I was delighted to score like $1,200 economy class ticket between Singapore and the U.S. If I go look at the prices as they were before COVID, it was roughly about the same. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is an industry where the top line ticket prices don't really grow with inflation. So the only way that the margins are thin as they are, and for you to offer a further 10%, 20%, even 30% off future travel, I just don't see how that's going to work out, short of them hiking all the fares in the future to the point which it becomes uneconomical. So I don't really think these travel credit things are necessarily sustainable. I think if you do it in small quantities to a limited audience, maybe.
Okay.
But I just don't see it happening for Singapore Airlines. And in fact, they are doing some bonus travel credits, but that's only for people who have previously purchased a ticket and the flight was cancelled. And this is an incentive for them to hold on to the ticket. And even then, the travel credits aren't really significant. I believe it's like anywhere between $50 to a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah,
right? It's supposed to a percentage of the ticket price.
Yeah, there is that worry also that, you know, when eventually everything gets back to normal, it won't be full swing back to normal. There'll still be lesser capacity, and would that result in perhaps costlier tickets just to make up for the operational cost? Because it's not easy to run the plane at the end of the day.
Yeah, there are two ways of seeing this, right?
Okay.
The first way is that because there will be a lot of cut routes, because airlines are taking capacity offline, ticket prices may increase. But on the other hand, you have to remember that it's not in the airline's interest to leave the aircraft sitting idle.
Mm.
So I think as soon as they see the demand coming back online, it would just make sense for them to add capacity, because when the airplane's sitting there on the tarmac, it's not making you any money at all.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about lack of capacity. I think the airlines have shown they're quite willing to add it back as soon as they get a sense that demand is returning. If you look at Singapore Airlines' schedule for December even, they've added, well, I wouldn't say it's a lot of flights compared to what was before, but obviously compared to like in April or in May, right, the number of additional flights, additional routes they've added has been pretty substantial, considering the fact that Singaporeans still can't travel.
Yeah, yeah. There is that optimism and hope at the end of the day. Aaron, for you personally, what would your advice be for someone who constantly looks to get more air miles? You know, it's almost like a habit, right? You watch up,
yeah,
how you get points, air miles and whatnot. At this point in time where you can't travel, there's a bit of frustration, what would your advice be to this particular individual?
Advice is to keep the faith, because sooner or later, travel is going to resume. I mean, let's face it, 2020 is a write-off, but I find it very hard to see a scenario where some form of leisure travel doesn't resume by like Q2 of next year. I mean, there's already talks with Australia, potentially Thailand, some of our neighbors, to open up very controlled leisure travel bubbles. And when that happens, you know, you have opportunities to redeem your miles once again. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand now there may be temptation to switch to cash back or to use your miles to redeem stuff like merchandise and all, which is generally not as good value. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is kind of like a year of consolidation. So it's where people build up their miles, and once flights come back online in 2021, you know, do you have an opportunity to expand it? I understand that some people might be concerned about airlines devaluing their frequent flyer programs, but I think that's quite unlikely for a couple of reasons, chief of which is that load factors now are so low, so it doesn't really make sense for you to devalue your mileage program, because it's not like people redeeming award tickets are competing with those buying revenue tickets. Right, so I don't think there'll be inflationary pressure in that sense, and I would be astonished if we were to see like a crisp flyer miles devaluation over the next couple of years. So I don't think that's so much the issue. I think it's perfectly fine to hold on. Singapore government has said that they're going to stand behind Singapore Airlines. There's no chance that you disappear and your miles become useless. And now it's just a matter of biding your time and kind of waiting it out.
Good point. Good point. Aaron, final question for you. We know you're going to try out the A380 restaurant. We look forward to talking to you about that. Apart from preparing the meal yourself and doing all the cleanup, I know what that feels like. SIA at home, would you consider it worth it?
I consider the experience pretty fun. I think that in terms of something that you would never have done before, it's definitely worth doing. You need to know that there are cheaper options as well. I mean, the business class meals start from $250 to $280.
Yeah.
So that's potentially another avenue if you really want to try it out, but don't want to splurge too much.
Yeah. For this one, I mean, I guess for you, it's not about the money, but more about that authentic experience in that sense.
Yeah, and it's very hard to put a price on that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Aaron Wong, founder of The Mile Lion. You want to check out his article, you can head over to milelion.com. Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yeah, thanks. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.